Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women in business by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Carrie Salone, the co-founder of Mother's Legacy Incorporated Foundation, about her third annual Mother's Legacy Hometown Country Cookout.
Email.
Honoring hometown heroes on this Sunday, September 3rd, 2017, in Atlanta's Kirkwood community. Our guest today is a native of DeLand, Florida. She is a Florida State and Morehouse School of Medicine graduate. She is a retired McDonald's owner-operator, and she worked for the CDC for 20 years. Today, she is president and CEO of Legacy Supply Team, Inc., a janitorial supply and chemical company with a focus on eco-friendly and sustainable products, or eco-friendly and sustainable products. Carrie is also the co-founder of Mother's Legacy, Inc., foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit. We're so proud to have on the phone today a woman who is honoring the memory of her mother with a hometown country cookout. Miss Carrie Salone, welcome to Spark Plug Radio. Carrie?
Hello.
Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Spark Plug. Thank you so much. It's a delight to be on live this morning. I am so excited to share the great news about this great event in the Kirkwood community, sponsored by several of our local businesses, hosted by Mother Legacy Foundation in memory of my mother.
All right. So, speaking of your mother, who was Miss Leela Johnson, and why was she so very, very special?
Oh, my mother, Leela Johnson, as you stated, I grew up in DeLand, Florida, right outside of Orlando and Daytona. And my mother was a icon. She was a scholar in the community. Some refer to her as a Big Mama image and some of the things she did. She fed the hungry. She had a soup kitchen. She was a prayer warrior. She was a very well-known missionary in the Church of God in Christ across the country. She trained various missionaries in the city, but most of all, she believed in feeding the hungry, helping the needless, and a community image and bringing them together. She had all-night prayer. She had chicken and chitlin dinners on Saturday. She made sure no one left untouched in terms of some of the things she did to touch lives of the small, the large, the city officials, whoever it was. My mom was instrumental in feeding them and encouraging them and blessing them and just being a community icon in DeLand, Florida. So Mother Legacy was founded in memory of her.
All right. So you and your two daughters founded the Mother's Legacy Foundation. So why did you decide to start a foundation in your mother's honor?
Well, actually, the initial thought came from my two beautiful daughters, Aaliyah and Ayana, spent the majority of their summers when my mother was living in DeLand, Florida, and they witnessed the things she did in the community, and they were so touched, even as a young girl. My mother, would often drive them in this little small town with the two of them in the back seat, going to prayer meeting, going to different various events in the community, feeding the hungry, reaching out to, some of the crack addicts and helping them, and just an open door. And as my daughters began to grow and serve in the community, my oldest was the vice president of the Ronald McDonald House, and she team board of directors. And at that time, she was so encouraged to see the importance of giving back in terms of the family and the community. And she came home one day and said, Mom, I've developed these skills of giving back, and I want to have our own foundation in memory of Nanny and make some of the core elements of what Nanny taught us as the pillars of the foundation. And I encouraged her and said, yes, let's do this. Do it. So it was, she was Ayana. My youngest was 13 at that time, and Aaliyah was 16 at that time. And they met with my attorney, Laura French, and drafted the foundation, and it just went, it just took off. It was actually contributed by their efforts at such an early age, based on what they witnessed with my mother.
All right. And so what are your daughter's roles with the foundation right now?
Well, Aaliyah Salone, she is just a recent graduate of Brandeis University. She is the CEO, and Ayana is a sophomore at Texas A&M, and she is the COO. So they are very, very instrumental. I just give you a little, I work for them. They allow me to be on the advisory, but they wanted to take full responsibility. They wanted this to be their thing. They wanted to make sure it embraced the passions and the characters and the values that their grandmother instilled in them. And I think, you know, them being millennials, that was very important for me to sit on the sideline and be their coach, but most of all, let them drive it.
All right. Now, with their mothers and their grandmother's influence, you told me yesterday they were both able to receive full ride scholarships to their respective universities.
Yes, they did. If anyone is familiar with PASE Foundation, it's a full ride scholarship for various universities in across the country, recognizing students who are in a leadership role. And every year they gain, I said, maybe over 1,500 applications here in Atlanta. And my oldest daughter, she's a PASE scholar and going to Brandeis, and she received a full ride scholarship, compliments of PASE Foundation, to attend Brandeis University. And Ayana, sophomore at Texas A&M, she also is a PASE scholar and receive a full ride scholarship. They're both majoring in business. Aaliyah majors in finance and econ, and she will be working for Boston Private Bank starting in September. And Ayana's major is accounting. But I would like to say this, is that with their passion starting at an early age and working in the community and making contributions with their mother legacy was a great asset for them as they sought out to apply to colleges and universities.
Beautiful. And congratulations for so much, you know, on so much success in your family with your mother, yourself being with the CDC for 20 years, being a McDonald's owner-operator, and your two beautiful daughters. So tell us, how did this hometown country cookout get started, and why is it so successful that Coca-Cola and Home Depot want to sign on as sponsors?
Well, it started 3 years ago. This is the third biennial. It started 3 years ago. Of course, going back to Aaliyah and Ayana, one of the things that they've been doing for 5 years is during the Christmas holidays, on Christmas morning, they partnered with Walmart 5 years ago to donate bikes to the needless in the Western area here in Atlanta, right down near Morehouse and Clark. So they were doing that for 5 years. That started it when they were age 13 and 14. And 3 years ago, they came to me and said, hey, you know, we want to do something here in the Kirkwood community to endorse some of the things Nanny taught us in terms of honoring the legends and honoring the youth and just making it a whole family event. So let's invite the family up and just have a small cookout and just and embrace those things that Nanny taught us. Nanny liked macaroni and cheese, so they wanted to do, you know, a macaroni and cheese contest. Nanny liked the kids. She had an open door to the children, and so they wanted to do something around dancing and a children's contest. And they said, and then let's go find some pillars in the community that look like and may emblem, you know, Nanny. And so we went. They wanted to find some senior citizens. So they did that, and that was 3 years ago. It started out with a little simple cookout in the backyard. as we begin to invite others and say it was open for the entire family, the entire community of all ages, and they even said, bring your grandmama, bring mom and them, bring the little ones, bring your aunts, bring your uncles. There's no one left untold in the family. And next thing you know, it was 75 people just among this community and our family and friends. And we invited some folks up from Florida. The next year, the CEO, Leah and Ayana, blew up social media. And the next year, it was 250. And during the event, there was two ladies down the street, one named Carrie, was age of 93, and another, her sister, Thelma, age 95, that they wanted to bring down and just have them give some stories about growing up, talk about their grandmother. And from that point, we decided that there may be other legends right here in this community, just like Miss Thelma, who's 94, Miss Carrie, that can give us more stories. So this year, it has grown to embrace the Kirkwood Community Neighborhood Association, who's also a gold sponsor, who also embraced, because we realized, or Leah and Ayana realized, there are other hidden legends right here in our community with the same values or the same characteristics or the same that we may not know. So they created a website in coordination with the Kirkwood Neighborhood Association community and to identify some of the hidden legends. Fast forward, we have identified 10 additional legends right here in our community, with the oldest being 109. We've also done, yes, the oldest is 109. And it all started with Leah and Ayana saying, Mama, we found two. And those two came up the second year and sat in the backyard, like old school, like back in the day, sat in the backyard and began to give the little kids stories about how they made it on 5 cents, what it looked like just to have 5 cents a week. They also gave stories about, they didn't know what poor was. They didn't know what poverty was, because there was no comparison like today. Everybody didn't have. So they didn't know what it was, the comparison. So they began to give stories about how, you know, they had to wash clothes in a pot in the ward outside. And to see that picture of these little kids sitting around those older ladies and them giving stories of the legacy. The great news is that what I was so excited about is to see the little kids that would dance to Michael Jackson and dance contest. And where would you have the grandmother sitting right there rooting their grandkids on? So this legacy, Hometown Country Cookout legacy, is about embracing the entire community. The 109-year-old Miss Willie Mae Hardy, she's coming, and she will be honored along with her daughter, who's 91-year-old, that lives in her home. We also have Mr. Austin, who's a World War II veteran. He will be honored. So we have so many. We have a local reverend that's being honored. We just have so many hidden legends that this community will embrace on Sunday, September the 3rd, by our community. We also have young entrepreneurs. My mother was all about, you know, the little ones, encouraging the little ones. So me being an entrepreneur, I know how it is important is to bring up the next generation, to embrace and mentor the next generation. So we have an entrepreneur showcase. We have some young girl who's 5 years old. She started a little cotton candy company. She's coming. We have another young girl, Jada, who will bring in her bracelets. And the good news about this, we're turning no one away. If you want to come set up, log on, you know, make the entry and tag your hit. Another thing we have is a macaroni and cheese contest that's brought to you by our sponsors. We're encouraging every family to endorse their macaroni and cheese, bring it, and to be a part of the contest. It comes from one of our sponsors. So as you can see, the young, the legends, the cooking, all of those things to embrace the community spark is what we need to do today. If you look at the news and you look at the media, what perfect time to embrace positivity across diversity, across all generations, across all ages, across all community. Now is the time, and this is so much needed.
It sounds like it. So who should attend the country cookout?
who should attend? Well, we've opened it up. It's a block party. It's a block party here in the Kirkwood community, and I want to just give a shout-out to the Kirkwood Neighborhood Association, because this community, this organization right here in Kirkwood, a gold sponsor, has really, really embraced this with us and has helped us, you know, block the street off so the kids can have fun. They can bring their toys. You know, they could bring their jump ropes. And, of course, our Legends tent brought to you by Home Depot and Coke. They will be able to sit up under the tent and witness, you know, our young generation having fun while they, you know, sit back and enjoy and eat as well. Of course, it is open up the community, but we also are asking for donations to make this wonderful event a success because we are a nonprofit.
But tell the people who may not know where the Kirkwood community is located in Atlanta.
The Kirkwood community is located right not far from the East Lake train station. It's on the east side of DeKalb Avenue, right down near Hosell Williams. I'm just giving you some landmarks. Hosell Williams, Rocky Ford, DeKalb Avenue, and the East Lake train station.
Okay.
And if they want to find out more about it, they could go to our website.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a few moments. But what are some of the activities you're going to have planned for the cookout?
Okay, the first activity, I think, which has gotten a lot of press, is, like I said, honoring the senior legends in the community. That's the elderly right here in our community that we will be honoring. We have 10 honorees that's we will take partaking in that particular segment. The next is the mac and cheese contest. The winner of the mac and cheese will have two categories. We have the mac and cheese contestants will be judged by some local judges and chefs from various restaurants. But the new category for the mac and cheese this year will be the people's choice. So the guests will have an opportunity to vote for who they think the best macaroni and cheese. We also have a sweet potato pie contest. That's new this year. For the best.
That sounds tasty, too.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes, yes, yes. Last year, we had five contestants in the mac and cheese contest, and the contestant that won, she was a school teacher with three kids. And the judges, of course, the folks want to know, ask the judges, what did it? Well, she had jerk seasoning in her mac and cheese, and the judges could taste it. There was a difference about her mac and cheese. So she won with cash and prizes altogether, $500. And that was exciting. The kids was excited because she was a school teacher. The next we have is a dance contest. Dance contest for our little ones. Last cook-off, we had a Michael Jackson look-alike contest. And I tell you, these kids came out. They came out with their gloves, their hats, and they walked the red. We have a red carpet just for the kids so they can stroll as if they were at the Grammy. And they came dressed, brought to you by Walmart. Walmart gave them an iPad to the winner. Another thing that we do, we give out school supplies. A lot of our sponsors, majority of our sponsors donate school supplies because we want every kid that's here to walk away with something for school. So we give away school supplies brought to you by our sponsors. And the next thing that we do, like I said, new this year is the young entrepreneurs, where we will be displaying the young entrepreneurs. And that's something new, that me being an entrepreneur myself, I was just so led to get the young ones to bring their lemonade stand, their cotton candy stand, their little jewelry stand, and we're going to encourage them. And each young entrepreneur will get a certificate, regardless of what they're displaying. New this year, but we're also excited. Drew Carter Charter School has an entrepreneurship class, and one of their students is coming to display one of their STEM projects.
Okay. All right. Now, is there a charge to attend?
No, there is no charge to attend.
But donations are appreciated.
Donations are strongly appreciated.
All right. Now, do you have vendor space available?
Yes, we do. We do have a tent for our sponsors. We do have, because of course they have contributed, we have opened it up to, if you know, there's a particular business that want to contribute and sponsor, they can come set up as well.
All right. Now, so you already said it's going to take place. Tell the people when and where. Once again, this is this Country Cookout, your third annual Country Cookout, is going to take place. Where and when?
On September the 3rd, that's this Sunday, 4 to 10 p.m. But we're encouraging, because it's we're expecting, you know, a large number. We will start on time, because the legends will only be here because of, you know, their age, and so they can't be here for the entire event. So the legends will be here from about 5 to 7 max, because we have a little special presentations for them, and that's going to start right at 5:30.
Okay. And tell the people where it's going to be once again.
Oh, downtown in Kirkwood neighborhood, at the corner of Rocky Ford and Wisteria Way. That's Rocky Ford and Wisteria Way.
And where can people go to learn more about this exciting event?
They can go to our website, Mother Legacy, all one word, .org. And they can also follow us on Facebook.
Well, that was my next question. How can they connect with you? Go ahead.
Yeah, Facebook is Mother Legacy Hometown Cookout. They can follow us on Facebook, Mother Legacy Hometown Cookout. And our Twitter account is at Country Cookout. They can follow us on Twitter at Country.
Is there a phone number?
The phone number is 404-425-3350.
Go ahead and repeat that again for the slow riders like me out there.
404-425-3350.
Okay, so we talked about Facebook, Twitter, the phone number. What about an email?
Email is hometown cookout, all one word, hometowncookout@gmail.com.
Okay, now before we bring this interview to a close, is there any other thing you'd like our listening audience to know about your third annual Country Cookout?
If they would like to volunteer with Mother Legacy on this day, they can also go to our website. And on our website it says Get Involved. And also, if they would like to donate to help make this event successful, there's a donate button, and there's no amount too small.
All right. Well, Ms. Carrie Salone, did I say your last name right?
S-A-L-O-N-E.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did.
Salone? All right.
Yes, Salone.
Co-founder of Mother's Legacy. third annual Country Cookout. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm excited.
All right.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited and delighted that you invited me to share this great information with you about the Hometown Country Cookout being held here in the Kirkwood community on September the 3rd. I think I would also like to thank your radio station and the things, great things you're doing as well in the community.
All right.
To help support
foundations
and businesses such as myself. Thank you.
Well, we want to congratulate you on what you're doing with the Hometown Country Cookout and honoring the legends. And the oldest one is 109 years old. That is beautiful and very inspirational. So, and her daughter's 91. I always tell people, I had a friend of mine died a few years ago at 114, and she had a daughter in her 90s. And I tell people all the time that you know you're old when you have a kid in their 90s. You know, so that's an incredible thing.
Yes. One of the things I would just like to end on to encourage this family tradition. You know, we didn't have an opportunity to have a lot of family reunions in our family just because the logistics of a lot of our family. But on September the 3rd, it's like a family reunion amongst the community, amongst our politicians, amongst everyone. In particular today, if you look at the news and look at what's happening on the watch, we need to do this. We need to go back and endorse our legends like the legends we're going to be endorsed, and to bring the entire community, diversity, unity, community, and just embrace the relationships and the fellowships while the blood is still running in our veins and while we're in the spirit of living.
All right, Ms. Kara Salone. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women in business. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or for your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a special moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Thomas, for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.